We cannot deny the fact, my dear brothers and sisters, that there are people who are indifferent or insensitive to the needs of other people or to the plight of the poor. And we may ask the question, what are those factors? Why are these people insensitive or indifferent to the needs of their fellow human beings? Remember, who of you here have undergone surgery? Many, right? Before you're operated on, before you undergo surgery, what is being done to you? Isn't it that you are injected with anesthesia for your parts of the body who will be operated on to be numb, so that you will not feel any pain? People who are indifferent, people who are insensitive to the plight of the poor, to the needs of their fellow human beings, are anesthetized. Anesthetized. And what is this anesthesia? Want to bet? Riches, their wealth. It is a form of anesthesia that people become so numb. They don't feel what is the need of their fellow human beings. This is the very reason why the prophet Amos castigates the rich people, the wealthy people of his time. He said, oh, you are living luxuriously. You even anoint your body with oil. You are sit comfortably in your coaches. But in our own understanding, what is so wrong with that? Perhaps these people have worked hard and they deserve to eat well, to rest well, and to live comfortably. But there is something wrong with them. You know, eating rich food, living luxurious is not bad, as long as you do your obligation. And what is your obligation? To help the poor. Because mind you, riches or wealth, whether we like it or not, have social dimension. God gave us this blessing because God wanted us to help those who are needy, not only for ourselves. Unfortunately, the rich people here, which the prophet Amos castigated, were all anesthetized by their riches. That's why. And so what did Amos said? You're not even sensitive that Joseph collapsed because you are all, you know, numb to the plight of these poor people. And you know what is the warning of the prophet Amos? It is not the warning of Father Anchieta. It is the warning of the prophet Amos. You will be the first to be exiled. Just think of that, of the punishment. We're different to the plight, especially of the needy. We thought that it's okay to go to church. It's okay to profess faith in God. There is no problem with that. But there is always, remember, the very words of St. James, faith without good works is what? Dead. Dead. So let us examine our faith. Is our faith, or does our faith lead us to good work? Or is our faith just remain in us? The reminder of the prophet Amos. not to be complacent, not to be indifferent, and not to be insensitive. Remember anesthesia. Do not be anesthetized. The letter of St. Paul to Timothy reminded Timothy, being a leader of the church, not to be complacent. You know, sometimes complacency is a work of the devil. Sometimes we are all complacent. Oh, I have faith in God. Father Bing and Father Noel knows me very well, so I can go straight to heaven. There is no problem with that. Oh, don't say that. Don't be very, very complacent. Again, the word of St. Paul, not the word of Father Noel. Don't be complacent, Timothy. And his address is also addressed to all of us. So strive for righteousness, strive for faith, strive for love, and also obey the commandments. So be, in other words, what St. Paul wanted to remind Timothy is be very vigilant. So when you strive for righteousness, when you strive for heavenly things, faith, love, all of these things, and keeping the commandments, this is what you are doing. You're becoming vigilant. Because in becoming vigilant, you are preparing yourself for your encounter with Jesus Christ. Remember that there is all indifference will always lead one to mediocrity, mediocre person. And in heaven, there is no place for mediocre persons. So take note not to be indifferent, not to be insensitive, and not to be anesthetized. Now, the gospel that we have, isn't this real, the parable that Jesus told? Whom Jesus is addressing with this parable of the rich man and poor man Lazarus, the Pharisees. And what is the reason why Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees? Because the Pharisees are avaricious person. They are so much engrossed with wealth. They are so much in love with money. What is important to them is money, money, money. Riches, riches, wealth, and comfortable living. And so Jesus addressed this parable. You know, the rich man was so indifferent. He was so comfortable. Just imagine, he dressed in fine linen and purple. Purple is worn by very wealthy people. And take note, according to St. Luke, he feasted or he eats sumptuously each day, not only during occasion. Each day, he had a lot of food in his table. And there is a beggar by the name of Lazarus. He was named Lazarus. And by the way, during those times, during the time of Jesus, there is no tablecloth where you can wipe, etc. What do they usually do? They have pieces of bread to wipe their plate. And after that wiping, they just throw. So Lazarus, that is what they mean by scraps. Lazarus, imagine, was waiting for that piece of bread that is used by the rich man to wipe his plate to fall in him in order for him to have something to eat. Just imagine how poor was Lazarus. And what aggravates his situation is he has sores, plenty of sores. And Luke even added that there is a dog that licked his sores. We can just imagine the situation of Lazarus. But you know what is the sin of this rich man? You know, the rich man, we never heard in the parable that the rich man drive away Lazarus. He did not kick Lazarus and say, "Go out! Out! You're not needed here. You smell. Your smell is horrible." The rich man did not do that. But what was the sin of the rich man? His indifference, his insensitivity. Because he lives in comfort, he thought that everyone in the world lives with his comfort. And so he was anesthetized by his wealth, by his comfortable living. And what is the lesson of the parable? There is this reversal of faith, reversal of roles. Fast forward, they both die, the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was smiling in the bosom of Abraham, while the rich man was being tormented in hell. Hades here means hell, where there is so much anguish, there is so much fire and warmth, and etc. And he pleaded that Lazarus would help him. But Abraham said, no, remember, when you were alive, when you were in Anthem, remember, there was a beggar who approached you and said, "Oh, you don't exist. You're just a flower based there. I don't recognize you." The lesson, my dear brothers and sisters, is this in our parable. Our present behavior has implication in our eternal life. Our present behavior, the way we treat especially the poor and the needy, would have implication when we die and when we face God in heaven. Do we need to be anesthetized? No. But remember, there is always that reversal of roles in heaven. It doesn't always think of the here and the now, the present. But let us always think of the future, our destiny in heaven.